Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Mariah Carey on Joy 94.9 from 1991. That's my favourite up-tempo Mariah song. And my next guest actually performed on the same stage as Mariah
late last year.
Mr. Yeah. Jason Sam, of course, we know him from Taxi Ride, huge hits in the late 90s, early 2000s. He's gone solo. Humanican was the album out last year. Great album, and all three singles added to our daytime playlist.
Yes.
Welcome back to Joy, Jason.
Thanks for having me back. It's good to be back.
No worries at all. Now, I mean, Mariah Carey, just supporting you here, you've done quite a few support acts over the years, I guess.
Yeah, it's always good to jump on some big shows like that, because a lot of those fans usually wouldn't come and see a show that I was playing. So you get to sort of cross over and connect with people that, you know, wouldn't usually come and see you. So it's always a good thing to play with other acts.
Let's go into Taxi Ride. You formed Taxi Ride, but I guess it formed in late 2006.
Taxi Ride formed in 98, actually.
98, okay.
And we were all four of us were in different bands around Melbourne, and we were introduced by a mutual friend, said, why don't you guys get together and dominate Melbourne and, you know, sort of shut all the other bands out. So that was our big plan, and then we never imagined we'd get to take on the world with it as well. So, I did my time in the band. I still love being in the band. We've actually reformed after 10 years of not playing together. And it's going great. We're getting along great. And the songs from those first two albums are really fun to play again.
Because the debut album, you recorded that in LA. The debut single, which number 8 on the charts, Get Up.
This morning's track.
Oh, okay. Oh,
get up
God.
Out of bed and come to Joy.
And you won an ARIA for Best New Talent.
That's right, we did.
Which is pretty impressive. Touring overseas, US, Europe, or in Australia.
Yeah, we played with Tina Turner through Europe, played Wembley
what
Stadium.
What was she like?
Oh, she was great. That was one of the best things I've ever
seen.
She
seems like a really nice lady.
Oh, she is. She, wherever, she had 440 staff on that tour, and it was basically like a moving Tina City that would just leapfrog around Europe, and she'd fly in on a helicopter backstage and they'd prop her up onto the stage and she'd just let loose for 2.5 hours and then
back
in the helicopter and away you go back to Switzerland. So
obviously since the band split, you've gone solo, you've had a few solo singles over the years, including when we played at Joy back in 2009 called The World As You Know It.
Wow, you've done your research.
Of course I have.
Yeah,
right.
that was a dance track because I really like dance music as well. So I was working with my good friend Todd Watson, who's a producer and DJ. And I actually wrote this track and got him. I was going to put it out with another band that I was working with. And he did a remix for it. And the remix actually ended up being better than the original version. So we scrapped the original version and put the remix out. And it ended up
top 10 ARIA club hit.
Yeah, it was like there number 5 on the club chart and went on Ministry of Sound and signed to Neon Records and all that sort of stuff. So we had a good shot with it.
And last year you released your debut solo album called Humanican.
Yes.
Really cool title.
Thank you.
I mean, you've got some really good titles over the years with even Taxi Ride.
Yeah.
Are you the title sort of thinker?
I am. Like, the words sort of come to me and a lot of the time they're made up. Like Imaginate was a made up word. Ended up, you know, you find the word and then you find the meaning for it, if you know what I mean. Imaginate ended up being like Spanish for imagine, and imaginate was the word, and Garage Mahal was the next one.
Oh, it's posh words, Jason.
Axiomatic was another one. And then Humanican just sort of came to me as I was walking around at a gig and I was with my friend Adam, and it just sort of popped into my head and he went, that's great for an album title. I was like, yeah.
And the cover's great too.
Thank you very much.
It's really eye-catching, the white sort of, was it fun to shoot?
It was fun to shoot. I had an idea, a visual idea to print all the lyrics on my body. So I painted myself in white paint and I got my friend Chris, who's listening now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
He came over to shoot the photo and all the paint was in my eyes and in my nose, in my ear. It was everywhere. And every time I opened my eyes, they were really red because they were, other than being fully painted in white. So I had my eyes closed and Chris was counting like 1, 2, 3 and I was opening my eyes.
Slowly.
But then he hit the button on 2 and we got that photo with my eyes closed and it looks like a mannequin and then Humannequin just came to me.
Because you've got heaps of tattoos as well. Is that how you cover up all the tattoos and stuff?
Yeah, I'm just trying to hide my past.
Oh. Now, of course, I mean, 3 singles we added on Joy, Hold On Forever, I Can Dream and Speakers, yes. All on our daytime playlist. I reckon we should play one of those. I've actually got Speakers or right. I Can Dream lined up. What one do you want to choose?
I think Speakers.
Speakers?
It's a bit of bit more of a pumpy wake up sort of.
Bit of up tempo. Jason Singh, you enjoy. Mr. Jason Singh, he's done a new, you've done a new single called Quicksand.
Yes.
But it's part of a larger project called the Jason Singh Project. Now, this is a really, really cool idea. Just take us through how you thought of this concept.
Well, I wanted to challenge myself over a long period. So I decided that for 12 months, I was going to put out a single every 8 weeks. So we decided to put a shot clock on our website and my Facebook. And when that clock counts backwards from 8 weeks to 0 seconds, a song has to be released. And the whole time I'm documenting every element of making, writing, producing, you know, singing, mixing, mastering and recording, and then releasing songs that way instead of going into a studio with 50 songs and narrowing them down.
Mm.
And I think the world's changed and I want to change with it.
Because that's a really cool idea because you document your process with a video diary every week.
Correct.
And I watched from 1 to 8, parts 1 to 8 the other night.
Yep.
And you're starting with like the song ideas and getting the lyrics down and then recording your vocals and expanding with sound and then sending things off to Adam, your producer,
yes,
to try and work his magic. Has it been a difficult experience with that time pressure on you?
You know, every time you make a record, there is time pressure.
Mm.
However, that time can change. This time, it can't change. So I've committed to doing it this way, and I want to stick to it. And I think it's been good for me. You know, I know I've got this long to do something. I don't get too precious about what I'm doing, and it's more natural that way. You know what I mean?
And you got a few ideas for upcoming singles.
I have, actually. I've just written the idea for the next single.
Okay.
And funnily enough, I was at a Chinese takeaway and the song came into my head. I had wherever I am, I've got something to record. I record into my phone or whatever.
Yeah.
But songs come to
is
me in the weirdest
or
places.
Melody? Is it?
For me, it's usually melody first.
Yeah.
But this one was words and melody, so I was a bit lucky. So I wrote this chorus sitting in this Chinese restaurant waiting for my fried rice. And so I picked up the phone and I had my hand over it, so I was pretending I was talking to somebody and I was singing this little idea into the phone, and in the background you can hear the woks getting cleaned and the sizzling beef and all this sort of stuff. So, but that's the sort of stuff that I'm letting people see, which most artists just hide that sort of stuff. I think that's all the interesting stuff, you know what I mean?
It is interesting because, I mean, an artist works so hard behind the scenes to make a record.
Yeah.
You know, there's the recording, there's the promotion, which is now the single's out online, Quicksand, but now comes the part of promoting the single.
Getting it out there, yeah.
As well as working on the next project.
Exactly. So now the videos will get even more frequent and more hectic because I'm multitasking again and other than still having a life and doing so many gigs. I mean, Adam and I did 254 gigs in the last year.
I was going to say, on your website, you've got gigs pretty much, you've got residency gigs, Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights.
Yep.
Around Melbourne.
Yep, it would have been Sunday night too. We were going to play at the Albion Hotel, which a friend of mine owned, but it burnt down a few weeks ago, which is really sad. But yeah, we are probably the busiest two dudes going around.
And you've got taxi ride gigs coming up next month?
Yeah, we've got taxi ride gigs coming up. We've got solo gigs. We've got
corporates coming up for Christmas.
Christmas stuff, and it's just crazy. Right now, it's just crazy. Like, when through this first singles process for Quicksand, I looked at my diary when there was 42 days to go, and in that 42 days, I had 32 gigs. So it was like, okay, so that leaves me 10 days to write, record, finish the song, do all the artwork, you know, make a video. It was just like, okay, maybe I've bit off more than I can chew, but we did it. I'm really happy.
The artwork, your face is covered in sand.
Correct.
Which is quite cool, cool shot. And with the video, what's happened with the video?
The whole project for me is based on time. So, you know, we're working to a timer. So we're using time as an element, as in an hourglass. I've got this beautiful hourglass, so we filmed that in slow-mo. We filmed some sort of beauty shots and stuff.
Okay.
I can't spend too much time and too much coin on it either.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've just got to get it done and just shoot it off. But that'll be finished next week. My friend Ian Ritter's done that.
My special guest in studio this morning is Mr. Jason Singh. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem. Any time. And if anyone out there is into the track or into this idea, please go to my
Facebook.
Here
comes the plug.
Here it is. Am I going to do it?
Do the plug.
You do it.
The Jason Singh Project, 6 singles in 12 months. First single, Quicksand, is online right now on iTunes.
Correct.
You can visit jasonsingh.com.au. You can follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And his weekly diary is on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, that's it. I am Jason Singh.
Stay connected, people.
And if I tell you what, I've with this first single just coming out in the last 2 days, all your listeners have got about 6 hours to go. I'm letting everyone download it for free off my website, which is jasonsingh.com.au.
Okay, so if you want a free track for the weekend, jasonsingh.com.au, just sign up on his mailing list.
And that's it.
And you get Quicksand for free.
And there's also a fabulous remix by Sunset Child.
Fantastic.
That is doing the business as well.
All the best for the Jason Singh Project.
Oh, cheers. Thank you for
having me. 6 singles in 12 months.
Yikes.
Big task. But obviously you'll be in again.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Single number two.
Let's do it every time.
Do you want to introduce Quicksand
for the first time on Joy. I've heard it on radio, so
off you go.
I'm a bit shaky. Okay, hey everyone, this is Jason Singh, and this is my brand new track, Quicksand, on Joy 94.9.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.